Technology is already changing the way we work, but are our industrial relations laws keeping up? Ride-sharing or food delivery apps are already used by many Australians, but a new report suggests that workers in what's known as the gig economy often aren't reaping the benefits of the modernised workforce. Jim Stanford from the Centre for Future Work co-authored the report. He's told Naomi Woodley that employment regulations will need to change before the gig economy gets much bigger.
There are many new businesses that are trying to cash in on this interest with online apps and other forms of using a digital platform to organize business. Uber is obviously the most famous and probably the largest. Even counting all of the companies involved, the share of jobs involved in the gig economy is still quite small, probably around 0.5% of all jobs. So to some extent, the hype has run out ahead of the reality of gig work. But I think it is important because this practice could spread to other jobs and other industries.
And so are workers in these industries by nature being exploited, or is this simply the changing face of the way that we're going to be working in the future?
It's kind of ironic that gig companies try to portray these businesses as new and innovative and the sign of the times, a wave of the future. But their labor practices are very much a blast from the past. Most of the work practices embodied in these gig businesses, things like working on call from hour to hour, not knowing when your work is going to be required, being required to pay for your own equipment and tools, like the car for an Uber driver, and then being classified as an independent rather than an employee, because this allows the business to avoid any regulatory hurdles like paying the minimum wage. Those are all things common for hundreds of years. I can find all of those practices in economic history going back to the 1800s. There's really nothing new about it. So I think we have to separate the positive potential of the new technology from the risks and dangers of these very old-fashioned approaches to labor relations.
And so to afford these workers better protections, is it a case of simply better enforcement of current laws, or do you make a case that there needs to be an update or a modernisation of our industrial laws?
I think that to make sure that gig businesses are respecting the minimum standards that we expect in Australia, like the minimum wage, we're going to both have to be more ambitious in enforcing the existing laws and then reforming those laws to close some of the loopholes that firms like Uber are trying to exploit with their business model. Right now in Australia, most of our labor protections depend on somebody being classified as an employee. And once they are, then they're entitled to the normal protections like minimum wage, unfair dismissal, superannuation benefits, and so on. So far, many gig businesses have been exploiting ambiguity in the definition of employee and pretending that their workers are not actually employees, so that they try to set up the workers as if they're independent businesses of their own. And for all intents and purposes, in the day-to-day reality of their work, that is false. And I think that a key task for regulators will be to clarify that the definition of employee does indeed apply to workers in this type of situation.
And so is that a job for the Fair Work Commission as it adjudicates cases, or is this something that Parliament will have to look at?
I think that everyone who's involved in defining and enforcing labour standards, including the Fair Work Commission, including governments, including trade unions, will have to be, I think, very vigilant, very engaged, and very creative in finding ways to close the regulatory loopholes that gig businesses are exploiting right now. So I do believe that part of it is going to be education as well. I know a lot of consumers are infatuated with these smartphone apps and they think it's so modern and so cool. But if they were more aware of the 19th century labor practices that underpin those businesses, they might not think it's such an exciting development.
Jim Stanford from the Centre for Future Work speaking to Naomi Woodley.